have a couple of childless buddies who sometimes joke that they may have some kids they don't know about, you know, running around out there. But under an Arizona law that was enacted just last year, you just might, no joke, have a kid out there that even if you do know they exist, you might have no right to them if you donated sperm or an egg that created fertilized embryos with an X. The Arizona Court of Appeals just ruled that a woman named Ruby Torres will be allowed to bring embryos created with her ex-husband into this world, despite his wishes otherwise, and despite a contract that they both signed that said they wouldn't use those embryos to create a pregnancy without the consent of both of them. The Arizona law says that viable embryos after a divorce should be awarded to the half of the divorced couple that will allow a child to be born from the embryos, be that mom or dad. That law also says that the parent who didn't want the embryos has no financial obligation to the child, but also has no rights to the child. But because Ruby Torres and her ex-husband's case started before Arizona passed this law, it doesn't apply to them, and he might be financially liable. Wow, there are a ton of moving parts here, and I want to stay out of the pro-life versus pro-choice debate, so I'll just drive towards one point. I didn't meet my biological father until I was 21, so I know a little something about parents who aren't around. I was blessed to have an amazing stepfather, whom I call Dad, but I still was always curious about the guy who provided the biological material to create me. Bio Dad and I now have a decent relationship, and I understand why he didn't see me for all those years. I don't agree with all those reasons, but I understand. What if he wasn't allowed to have anything to do with me, though, after we decided we wanted a relationship? I believe the portion of the law that was put there to punish the parents who didn't want their embryos to grow up really might just be punishing the children created after a divorce.